I wonder if I've lowered the standard sometime, telling people just believe and be saved. And now we evangelicals are leading masses of unrepentant people into a false peace. We're telling them that all that's required of them is come forward and say a little prayer and repeat, I'm sorry, I believe, and trust the Holy Ghost to give me power.
There are times I get so discouraged. There are days I feel so alone. There's been times in looking for answers. You would call and I would
hate. We've not insisted on godly sorrow and total repentance. We have aborted conviction for sin. We've jumped in and offered salvation to those who really did not repent. They were not sorry for their sins. They did not see the exceeding sinfulness of the sin. The law has not completed its work in their heart. Today it seems like we're doing nothing but sowing and no plowing. There's no digging deep with the convicting preaching. Deep plowing is actually preaching about the cause of your disease. Most of our preaching today is just about remedies, and we ignore the disease. We're offering prescriptions without surgery. We make people think they're healed of sin when they didn't even admit they were sick. We're offering robes of righteousness on people who never knew they were naked. We're telling people to believe when they don't even know they have anything or any cause to believe. Because they've not been convicted. Oh, I'm all right. I'll just add Jesus to the scene. When this church was founded 12 years ago, for the first 2 or 3 years, we preached nothing but repentance. We preached the law. And we had to come to that because we had people coming to this altar, at this church, and saying, I believe, but they weren't changed. Their lives were not changing. Some were actors here on Broadway, and they were here raising their hands, praising the Lord, and then the next week they were back into their shows. And many of them that were wicked, vile souls. There were people who were still cheating. There were people living in sin. Homosexuals thought they could come to this church and still indulge in homosexuality. And Lord laid hold. I remember how God spoke to my heart. God said, this has to be cleansed. This has to be pure. They're not being convicted of their sins. And from this pulpit, there was holy thunder. I preached hell so hot people ran out of here, remember? We preached heaven real. We preached the law. We began to expose sin. And people would run out or run to the altar. Those who ran out, backslide, many of them are dead now. Others that responded to the gospel of law and then came to the grace of God. Like David Davis, who left his theater, and now he's pastoring in Israel. But after repentance was accomplished, God says, now it's time to build up the saints. Now you preach covenant. Now you preach my mercy. And you talk to my people now about how they can build up their faith and walk in truth.
Amen.
want you to listen very closely. There comes a time when you have to preach the law. But then you don't stay on that, because if you do, you produce nothing but despair, hopelessness in the hearts of the people who say, I can't measure up. And then they focus on their sins and they begin to look inward rather than outward. But let me tell you something, church, and listen closely. This is His church. Wherever there are godly servants in the pulpit, there are going to be godly people in the pew. And God knows His church, and He knows when the law needs to come. And He knows when grace must be preached. He knows when covenant needs to be preached. He knows it all. And if God begins to see in this church a little bit of sliding and slipping back, if He begins to see people come in and just have a light, easy believism, He will again bring the lash of the law on our backs, and He'll do it with grace. He knows how and when. He'll start waking up the pastors and say, it's time to preach some law. He knows how to do it.
Chained out tonight, saved from the loose end fight. Just know I only want to hear you say, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's alive in me today.
Folks, there's no salvation other than by faith. We're saved by faith alone. But there has to be the plowing of the Holy Spirit. There has to be conviction for sin. There has to be a godly sorrow. And some of you, if you came up here and you prayed a sinner's prayer and you said, I pray the Holy Ghost come down. I'm not putting that down, but I'm telling you, if you're still living in sin, if you're still sitting and watching pornographic movies, if you're gossiping and lying and cheating, if you're still living in sin in your life, if why you stand here now before your pastor and you're not an open book and there's sin in your life and you know it, then chances are you did not truly repent. And now is the time. It's never too late. Repent. I beg of you, as Jesus priests and as Paul and John and Peter and all the apostles and the whole apostolic church upon which we are founded, repent. Repent of your sins and say, God, I'm sorry. I am living in sin and I can't hide it anymore. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. And I'm telling you now, if you're living in sin, you're damned.